T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KMOX News is 8:51. As you've heard this week on KMOX, we've been focusing on victims of gun violence. In October 1987, 21-year-old Todd Scrum of Granite City, Illinois, was shot in the temple while driving on Interstate 270. Another Granite City resident, Gene Arnett, was ultimately convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to 40 years in prison. Investigators at the time said Arnett was riding as a passenger in his own car and fired the shotgun out of the passenger window. It was a random attack. Scrum's murder was one of a dozen reported shootings on highways in the St. Louis area in the weeks following a highly publicized outbreak of similar violence in California. I spoke this week with Todd's mother, Annette Zezoff, about her loss and how she's channeled her grief into work with an organization called Parents of Murdered Children.
They came on down 270. Todd was coming off of 157 onto 270. And they literally were maybe 14 to 20 inches away from Todd and was on his left side and shot him in the temple. They went on, split up. The shooter actually had picked up his girlfriend, and they went over to another couple's house, and there were three couples there, and he was bragging to the guys about how he'd just blown this guy away.
I can only imagine, did it take months for prosecutors and investigators to piece all of this information together for your family and for the case?
Ironically, no. We were very blessed, and I never doubted that we would know who it was.
What kind of support did you get through the process, and I'm sure through the process of criminal charges?
Well, for us, our biggest support group was our friends and family, and even to this day, and many people never get that.
What does it do to a family to have to go through something like this?
Between 93% and 97% of all families end up splitting up. Husband and wife end up splitting up when they lose a child, especially to a murder. And I think that's because as a parent, we feel like it's our responsibility, no matter what the age of our kids are, that it's our responsibility to protect them. And there was no way. If we have a birthday, a wedding, whatever, a family thing, you know, that void is there as if he'd left an empty chair. And it never goes away. I'm 30 years down the road. It changes your life, and I thought that frightened me to think that the divorce rate was that high. Because if ever your family needed to be together, this was the time. And for us, that's what we worked on. We concentrated on our other three kids and our grandson.
Now, you've channeled this into activity in Parents of Murdered Children. Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do for other families who have had to suffer through the same ordeal.
Well, our biggest thing is to be a support group. Unfortunately, as I told you before, we financially do not have the funds to help anyone financially, but we are there to listen, to support them in any way that they need. Almost 24/7, if somebody needs to speak with me, I have no problem getting a phone call in the middle of the night, go to trial with them, go with them to the prosecutor to talk with them. Whatever their need, we try to fulfill. We meet the third Tuesday of every month at 7:30, from 7:30 to 9:30 at St. Alexis Brothers Hospital in South St. Louis on Broadway. And so if there's, you know, if there's just anything that we can do that will help them, that's what we're there for. The first, one of the first things that we tell them is we understand the loss. We do not understand their feelings. Feelings are very personal. And most people are extremely angry. And by the time they have someone that's arrested, because they get no help until someone has been arrested, because the prosecutors have nothing to give them. And we always advise them to file for compensation. Both Illinois and Missouri have a victims' compensation program, and that will help with funeral expenses, medical expenses. That's the greatest loss you would ever have in your life, because your life will never be the same. The chain has been broken. And I think the most important thing we can do is to remember to support one another.
That is Annette Zezoff. She is chapter co-leader for Parents of Murdered Children. She's with the St. Louis area-wide chapter, and you can find more information on their organization, also about their meeting dates, at www.pomc.com. Annette joining us on the Goodwill Guest Line this morning on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.